You know, I have a law and economics background, and letters of credit serve a very useful function because what they do, as Frank was pointing out, was allow you to substitute the creditworthiness of your tenant or their guarantor for the creditworthiness of a financial institution, which can be very beneficial for landlords. This can also be a very beneficial arrangement for tenants because the alternatives are things like security deposits, where a tenant is required to put up liquid security or cash to secure their obligations, and this can really, you know, put a damper on their ability to operate and to carry out what they want to do. So letters of credit are valuable because they allow landlords to transfer the analysis of the risk of defaults under leases to financial institutions, which do this every day, all day long. They can assess the risk that's associated with issuing a letter of credit and are in a better position than the landlord to do that. So it's a very beneficial and flexible arrangement. And so I'm just going to give you a little bit more about that. Some of the other pitfalls of your traditional security are, for instance, if you get a guarantee and the guarantor doesn't want to pay, there's some problem with the premises or there's some argument about whether the payments are due. Not only do you have to first get a judgment against the guarantor, but then you have to enforce the guarantor. And sometimes if you have an out-of-state guarantor or if you have an out-of-the-country guarantor, that can be extremely difficult. So there's a lot of benefits to having a letter of credit. So what is a letter of credit? Basically, a letter of credit is a three-party financial institution instrument whereby a bank called the issuer issues a letter of credit for the benefit of the beneficiary, or the landlord in this case, for a stated dollar amount. And it's done at the request of the applicant, which is usually the tenant or its parent company.